It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Labor Day is this weekend, so that means most of us will be firing up the grill to enjoy the last official weekend of summer. To make sure we have the best barbecue ribs possible, I asked Melissa Cookston, owner of the Memphis Barbecue Company and the winningest woman in barbecue, to give us some tips. Her first tip starts at the grocery store.
I do believe that meat selection is just as important as the cooking process when you're thinking about cooking ribs. I have found that Smithfield ribs are the best ribs on the market. Yeah, I cook them in my restaurant. I cook them at home for my family. They're very meaty. They have great marbling, and they're absolutely the best ribs that you can cook.
Smoke is what can differentiate good barbecue from great barbecue. Be sure to pick up the right kind of wood for pork when making ribs.
If you're going to use a smoking agent like wood chips or wood chunks, use fruit woods like apple or peach. They don't overpower pork. Pork is a delicate white meat, so it doesn't like heavier woods like mesquite or hickory. So use fruit woods for pork.
Us Memphians love our dry ribs, but if using a tasty Memphis-style barbecue sauce, be sure to pay attention to this tip.
Don't put your sauce on too early. You only want to sauce your ribs 15 minutes before you want to serve them. So, put your sauce on, put them back in the cooker for about 15 minutes, and then they're ready to eat.
This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Happy Labor Day!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org. The Weekly Dish is made possible by Kitchens Unlimited, an appliance and cabinetry studio for kitchens, bath, and home since 1969. KitchensUnlimited.net.